Amory, and I'm hanging with Mikey on the Random 30.
Looks in her eyes, he don't know he is safe when she says, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love, I'm gonna give you all of my love.
Amory, hello.
Hello.
It has been far too long since you and I have had a chat.
Can't deal with it. I can't.
I haven't been sleeping well, in fact. It has been 3 years, but that's okay. We're catching up now, which is super, super cool. There's far too much I have to talk to you about, but I guess it's always important that we look after each other. And I do want to ask you, because we're hearing about what's going on in the UK. How are you doing right now? Are you well? Your mental health, are you well with what the UK is going through?
Yeah, I mean, the first lockdown was like a nightmare for me, because it was like I've been touring for 7 years straight,
yeah,
and then it's like stay in your living room and don't leave, and yeah. I was just like, I can't actually deal with this. So yeah, the first lockdown was horrid, and then the second one I was like, okay, maybe I should really like work on myself. And it was the same time I was doing my documentary, a little documentary that I did on YouTube.
Yeah.
And as I was doing that, it was actually like starting to ask me questions where I was like, I need to figure that out, because I don't even know what the answer is. And that just, it spurred on me starting therapy. So now I do therapy once a week, and it is helping me so much. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So that was like, the second lockdown was like the moment where I was like, yes, I need to figure myself out, sort myself out. So that was a good part.
Yeah.
And then this one is a bit boring. Like, that's all I can say, really. Just a bit boring. Like, I've grown all my vegetables and I've eaten them all. I don't know what else to do now. I don't know. I've started doing Lego. That's what I've been doing.
Yes. I love Lego. You're never too old for Lego.
Oh, no.
What are we building in Lego at the moment?
Well, I've just finished the Manchester United Stadium.
Oh, wow.
You want to see it?
Yeah. All right.
Let's hope that it doesn't break while I bring it over to you.
Oh, I don't do that. And nice Christmas lights too, by the way. I'm glad they're still up.
Yeah, they don't go down.
Oh, look at that.
Oh. That bit fell.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That is epic.
Yeah, it's expert level. I can't
go back. Oh, yeah, that would be expert level.
Yeah, so I've been doing that. Been watching loads of Netflix and
putting on
loads of weight, you know, the normal.
I think we've all done that. Yeah, I ain't looking like Channing Tatum anymore. Oh, well, hey, let's talk music. Now, speaking of music, The Voice, coaching The Voice this year. This is very exciting for you. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's probably like the best thing that I could be doing at this moment in time. There's no touring.
Yeah.
There's not much to do, really. And to be able to do that, there's a live band in there.
Yeah.
I'm like sitting next to Tom Jones and Will.i.am.
Wow,
like,
yeah.
it is honestly the most perfect thing I could have done. And it's so much fun. I get to hear singers that are like unheard of. Like it blows my mind how many talented people there are that haven't been heard yet. And like, they're better than me. And I'm like, oh shit. Don't put them through. No, I'm joking.
Why are you turning? There goes my career.
No, it is honestly incredible, and I'm having the time of my life.
I don't think we, and I could be wrong, but I don't think we actually get the UK version here in Australia. So I'm seeing things on social media and YouTube. And has anyone sung any of your songs yet?
Not in this series, no.
Okay.
But Ollie was saying that last year and the year before, loads of people sang my songs, but no one this year yet. But, yeah, I'll probably
You don't want anyone better than you singing your songs. I mean, you ain't turning.
I'll get to sing one in the final, so my single shoots up.
I did see, and it trended online, but I did see, and I don't know whether it's like, oh, I better do this right now. When they asked you to sing 2002, your face impression at the start was like, okay, yeah, I'll do that. Yeah.
Because we are normally they get given mics, like normally in the episodes and the seasons before, when they go, can you sing this song, they give you a microphone, you get on stage, you can like interact with the band. But obviously COVID and have to stay in the seats, no microphones. I was singing into this little microphone I have on my shirt, and the band just started playing it, and I was like, oh, let's just see how this goes. And it was fun. I didn't realize it was going to be viewed like 15 million times on YouTube.
That is epic.
I would have thought about that. But yeah, it was fun.
Epic. That is so cool. Now let's talk the new single Don't Play with KSI and Digital Farm Animals. This looks like a really fun song to put together. I've watched the clip to that, and I guess with your karate background as well. Tell us the story on this song. What is the storyline of it?
It's basically like, don't mug me off. Like, I very rarely let people in. I don't flirt. I don't really know how this all works. And then if I do get to that point, I am very much like, don't do me over. So that's basically the message of the song. But KSI has a different meaning to it, which I think is so amazing, because he's written it about a girlfriend that he had a little while ago, and he was totally in love, and then she just like got rid and it broke his heart. So we're singing about two completely different things, which I think is hilarious. But
wow, I don't think anyone would mug you, really, if they know your karate background, black belt, all that stuff. I don't think you've got any problems.
God, it's been bad. I've had bad relationships, trust me. It doesn't
I think
help.
We all have, really. It's best just to stay single. I'm done. And I believe too that you're currently, I mean, you've got a busy schedule, of course, with The Voice, but you're currently working on a new album as well. Tell us the story on that.
What a weird time it's been. Yeah, I think I was supposed to release something last year with a tour. Yeah. I was going to do like a world tour. Obviously didn't happen. And at that point I was like, how am I supposed to release an album without touring it? Because that's just what I did every time I released a song.
Yeah.
So I got pushed back and pushed back and pushed back the tour. I was just like, when is this going to happen? But during that time, I was able to go to studio, and I ended up finally getting equipment in my house to record music in my own house.
Sure.
Which took a bit of a long time to do that. it feels like, I don't know, I stopped the conversation a long time ago because I was so sick of saying, I don't know when the album's coming. I just don't know. Like, that's what it became.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden, in about 2 weeks ago, I had a meeting with the UK label, and I was like, this is what I've been writing lately. I'm so excited about it. Let's see what you think. And then they were just like, oh my God, yes, let's go. Wow. It all happens very strangely in the music industry.
Well, and I guess it's probably, to be honest, even stranger in this time of the year and in the last year than what everyone's been to. It's like, when do I do it? Do I do it now? Do I wait? Do it? You know, there's just so many questions that are hard to answer realistically.
Yeah.
But well played to you for making it happen, and of course the new single. Amory, it's been so much fun chatting with you once again. New single Don't Play is out right now. Cannot wait for this new album. Amory, from the UK, thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you.